we're not using a name for this writer because, well, it's a touchy issue, obviously. Here's part of what they wrote. I was asked to pick up my boss's kids from school. I said no. I briefly stated it is unfair for me to pick up their kids when I have to ask my parents to pick up my kids. Another coworker stated she and another coworker both have done this in the past. Isn't that their choice and it shouldn't be forced on me? Is that even an okay request?
Probably not. In most cases, this would be outside the bounds of professional or reasonable. This is really doing a personal favor for them. And there's also liabilities involved. So now we're going to go pick up somebody else's kids, put them in our car. What if something happens?
You know, we've all heard the stories about the secretary that has to pick up the boss's dry cleaning or something. I mean, is there anything that's acceptable in this realm?
If we just talk about this one here, we talk about the kids, picking up kids. If this is a large publicly traded company or government entity or something like that, then this person needs to definitely say no and probably needs to go report it to HR. Not to get the boss in trouble, but more protection, because the boss has crossed a line between personal and professional. So when you tell the boss now no, the boss may take it personally and you may get reprimanded or punished in some other way. So talking to HR is a way to kind of protect yourself from that. Now, here's the exception. If it's a family business, that's when it gets a little different, because family businesses often really gray those lines between personal and professional. We're all a family here. We all have to pitch in and help each other. And so that may mean I need you to do this. Now, on the flip side, I've also seen family businesses where they'll give employees interest-free loans when employees really need some extra cash. Or around holiday times, it's those family businesses that tend to be the most generous. So if you find yourself sitting in that situation, you're going to ask yourself, do the pluses outweigh the minuses? You may decide, you know what, but I like everything else about this place. I'm willing to do this.
You alluded to this earlier, probably not a firing offense if you were to say no, but it could make the work environment more difficult. There could be a lack of opportunity or advancement maybe down the road. Can you do anything about that?
That's why I mentioned that you'd want to go to HR. So if it's a large publicly traded company, go to HR so there's documentation of this. We've got to have some kind of documentation. Really difficult to do that in a small business. So if it's a small business, family owned, and you say, you know what, I don't want to do this, and you say no, and you start to sense that that was the beginning of the end, you've kind of broken the family covenant inside the business, then your best strategy is start building your exit plan. You've probably violated a value in that business, which will ultimately hurt your ability to get moved up.
Brandon Smith is our go-to workplace expert. He teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Emory University. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, I look forward to next week.